Hello, everybody. It's time for the weekly word. What a week we have ahead of us. Oh my goodness. There's been a lot of spiritual warfare. Let me kind of tell you why the spiritual warfare is going on. It is because we are now 2 weeks roughly after the Feast of Tabernacles. And so whenever we come off a feast, we enter into a time where God has launched us, but we also get pushback from the enemy. Now, this happens about 4 times a year. You can find this out in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, because I kind of walk you through that cycle of how when promotion comes and the enemy comes. Remember, I shared with you, new mantles are falling from heaven, hallelujah, and new assignments. There's next level assignments. Well, with every next level assignment, there's also a pushback from the enemy, where the Lord allows the enemy to push back at us so we can find out what we are not yet prepared for with the next level assignment. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Is I've been seeing in the spirit that we are in this time of the month of Heshvan, which is also called Mar Heshvan. So that's in reference to it being a bitter month, which means a bitter month means it's a month after a feast month. And of course, Tishri was a lot of praying and, you know, we had our fast during the Day of Atonement, and then we had our Feast of Tabernacles. Of course, we opened up Tishri with Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. It's a beautiful time and there's a lot of preparation. And so we go through a process of accounting for our soul. And then when we have the Day of Atonement, we get cleansed, and then we have a great party, and we get high on this party for a while, but then things start to tank. And why is that? It's only because God has legitimately launched us. We've been sent forth, but there is this pushback from the enemy. So one of the things that I want to share with you about this week is that we want to watch our pride levels. Okay, so I had some dream encounters with the Lord where he was revealing to me that a lot of the body of Christ is dealing with pride right now. And what I mean by that is that when we come off of a feast time, we've had such joy, it's been amazing, and we start walking on our own, doing all kinds of things. We've been celebrating next level assignments, mantles are falling, we're getting ready to make choices and decisions for launching out. And the enemy uses that as an opportunity to bring to us all kinds of false accusations. He reveals doubt in our life, you know, where we're doubting, where we're not sure of these next level assignments. Can we do this? He reveals lack, poverty, different aspects that will be potential hazards for us as we're moving forward. So as much as it's spiritual warfare, it's also a next level awakening. It's like we're awakening to the revelation that God has indeed launched us, much like he launched Noah and his family. Remember, here in the month of Heshvan, this is the time where Noah and his family went into the ark. And actually, that will be on the 8th day of November, all right? That's the 17th of Heshvan. And so that would have been the day on the Gregorian calendar that Noah and his family would have gotten into the ark. And that is Genesis chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, that's the second month from the civil year, on the 17th day of the month, all right, so Heshvan, the 17th day of Heshvan, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open and the floodgates of the sky were open and the rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. So this is a time where God is launching, okay? I also know he's launching because in accordance with the bare sheet, which is Genesis, the book of Genesis, which is what we celebrate when we come into this month of Tishri, when we begin to step into the brand new Hebrew calendar year, that this week, according to the Torah readings, is called Parashat Lech Lecha. Parashat Lech Lecha, all right? And that word Lech Lecha actually means to go forth. And so it's in reference to Genesis chapter 12, where the Lord says to Abraham, go forth. Okay, so go from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you, I will curse, and all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Okay, so we can see right here, even in accordance with the Torah readings, that this is indeed a time of going forth. But even as Noah was challenged to go forth, put his whole family in the ark, right? And the rains were going to come down. And then, of course, we have Abraham being challenged to go forth, lecha lecha, and step into that place where you're in the unknown. You have to know that you and God are as one in this process. Noah was alone when he built that ark. Abraham was alone when God said, go to a country you don't know, leave your family, leave your friends. And see, this is where we're at right now on the Hebrew calendar, is God is launching us into this place, okay? And we know this because the Torah readings are right in line with that for this beginning of November. It's go forth. It's lecha lecha, right? Step into this new place. And when you do this, there's going to be some opposition. First opposition is you, your head. What's going on in here? This is why pride is an issue. It's because we want so much to see the success of what God has spoken over us. We will hold fast to our own strategy when God is trying to reveal to us some very, close areas in our soul that the enemy could indeed come and make false accusation against us. And I really felt that in the spirit. Like, I saw the enemy accusing God's people falsely, like they weren't doing anything wrong. But when the accusations came, it was enough to cause God's people to be very doubtful and wary. Like, are we doing something wrong? Okay, listen, that level of doubt is double-mindedness. And when you're double-minded, you're going to rock back and forth. You're going to toss to and fro, right? We got to stay single-minded. We got to stay in an understanding that if God calls, God provides. If God calls, then he says we are righteous. And that righteousness, it means tzedek, okay? Many times it means tzedek, not every time, but tzedek is the Hebrew word for prosperity, okay? It means righteous prosperity. When we see the word righteous, it is often right around that word, tzedek. It's tzedak. You know, there's a variety of different Hebrew words that come right around tzedek. So it very much means similar to prosperity. So the enemy wants to challenge our prosperous souls, because the more prosperous you are in your soul, which means really, prosperity of soul means the more faith that you have, like the faith of Noah or the faith of Abraham, it's going to be challenged. It's going to be tested. And as we come up on Parashat Vayera, okay, which is going to be this week coming up, according to the, it's going to be next week, which I'll talk more about that next week. We're going to see that very thing happening, because Abraham began to start to enter into his test, okay? Now, of course, Noah's in a test. He's stuck in an ark. You know, he's getting ready to enter into the ark, right? On Heshvan 17, which is this weekend coming up, all right? So a lot is coming up in this week. There are tests that are coming up, but our pride levels have to come down, okay? So this is the warning. Watch your pride, all right? Get in a humble place with God. Even myself, listen, I was saying, Lord, you know, forgive me of my pride. Lord, let me not have any spiritual pride. Let me not be prideful in my voice, different things that I might be saying if I'm trying to control or manipulate certain environments or certain things because you've spoken something over me. Let what it is that you've spoken over me, Father, come to pass, because you bring it to pass. See, he brought Noah to safety 370 days later, okay? After the rain, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. The waters continued to rise, and they stayed in the ark for a total of 370 days, all right? Which means that Noah would come out a year later on Heshvan 27, okay? Which is going to be on November 18th. So God will protect us. He'll hold us in that ark. He'll keep us safe, all right? And that's where we have to humble ourselves, is God's safety is going to carry you. It's not your strategy. It's not manipulating and controlling. It's not doing, okay? Listen, it's time for us to come into that humble place and say, Lord, you spoke this over me. You spoke it over Noah. You spoke it over Abraham. You're speaking this week according to Parashat Lecha Lecha, according to that. And you're saying that in this season where when Tishri, we enter into Genesis, in this season, the revelations of Genesis and the Torah readings come forth. You're keeping us in alignment with the fact that you're the God who calls us out, and you're the God who says we're righteous, and you're the God that calls us blessed and says we're blessed to be a blessing. And so come on, I'm speaking into your life right now. You are blessed to be a blessing. God has blessed you beyond measure. And just as he spoke to Abraham, he says, I'm calling you, lecha lecha, go forth into a land that you do not know, into a place that only I, God, can sustain you. See, this is where we reduce our pride and we come into that place of humility and we say, you know what, Father, I cannot sustain myself in this place. I am only in this place because you have called me to be here, but I cannot sustain here. And I cannot do it without you. It's not time to be prideful. It's time to be humble in the all that God has given you. Okay, so humility is going to carry you without fear, anxiety, depression, all of the things that come with pride. See, pride is a covering from the fall of man. Listen, we all have pride. There is not one person on the planet that does not have it. So don't be watching this video and you thinking to yourself, you ain't got no pride, because you do. Let me tell you how you do, okay? You do because of the fall of man, because pride was the covering that Adam and Eve put on as a mask to cover themselves instead of going to the Lord after they ate the forbidden fruit. Instead of humbling themselves, they got prideful. And with that pride, there was not only a curse or a punishment that came because of that pride, but there were also manifestations. They began to start toiling. They began to start working too hard. They went out on their own. See, pride makes you go out on your own. Pride makes you fight your battle without God. Come on, God's saying to you right now, listen, I've called you, anointed you, appointed you, set you apart. I've called you blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You are who I have called, and I'm sending you forth to a place you do not know, but I, God, will protect you. I'm going to put you in my ark. I'm going to put pitch and tar around you. I'm going to keep you safe. So God says that for this week. So when the enemy comes against your mind and he begins to challenge you this week, and he will, know he's coming for you to stand up on your own and start maneuvering how you're going to save this ship. Listen, Noah couldn't save that ark if his life depended on it, nor could he save his family or all of those animals in that ark that were about to multiply. He was carrying this seed that was going to birth multiplication, all right? Same thing with Abraham. How is Abraham gonna go to a country he doesn't know and leave his father's house and do all that stuff and totally rely on God without God being the source of his life? He could not do it. Even if God said, listen, I want you to march from here to here, he would still have needed God's help to do it. So it's time for us to humble ourselves and say, whew, I need God's help. Come on, I feel that in the spirit right now. Talking to somebody, just say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, cleanse me of all unrighteousness. And unrighteousness is anywhere you are in lack, anywhere where you're in poverty of your soul, which means your soul is in a difficult place. Lift that up to the Lord. Say, Father, forgive me. I lift up my doubt. I lift up my fear. I lift up my anxiety. I lift up my depression. I lift up my confusion right now. I lift up to you who I am and all I have. And I humble myself before you, Lord. I ask for your forgiveness if I'm being prideful in any area. And I want you to carry me to the new land that you're calling me to. Come on, God is calling you to a new land. He wants to carry you there. Now, when we talk about the Hebrew calendar, or we talk about Torah, there's always something called the Haftarah, okay? Haftarah, all right? And what that is the writings of the prophets, okay? So anytime you have Torah readings in a synagogue during Shabbat, you'll always have a Haftarah reading, okay? And what that is a reading of the prophets. There was a time in 100 to 200 BC where Torah readings were not allowed. And so the rabbis and the sages determined that they would read from the prophets instead. So there's always good prophet readings, okay, that correspond to the Torah readings. So Isaiah 41:10 is the scriptures that correspond to Genesis 7 with Noah, or Genesis 12 with, especially this week, Genesis 12 with Abraham. Let me read to you Isaiah. Now this should help you out, because this is what we need, all of us. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not. In other words, do not fear, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. And that's that Hebrew word, tzedek, with my right hand of prosperity. I'm going to carry you from point A to point B. I, God, am going to do my job. Whoa. I am feeling the power and presence of the Lord right now. See, this is why we have to drop our pride, because God helps those who humble themselves before him and just say, you know what, Lord, I can't do this. I cannot be a sent one. I cannot carry this mantle and these new assignments without knowing that you're my provider in every area. And listen, I'm speaking to somebody right now. You just need to humble yourself. Just come into that place of saying, Lord, I need you right now. And that enemy, he wants to eat me for breakfast. He wants to tell me I can't do this. He wants to tell me I don't have enough. He wants to place hopelessness upon me. He wants to do everything he can to decrease my faith. Now listen, all the enemy can do is challenge you to have greater faith, basically. So when you humble yourself, then faith rushes in. Faith rushes in. And as faith increases, then we can do the work of the Lord. Lecha lecha. We can go forth. We can begin to get on with the business. And this is indeed what God wants for us in this season. Now, I want to share with you a couple of things that are happening in the sky right now. Okay, so on Wednesday, November 5th, we're going to have a full moon. Why a full moon? Because now we're 14 days, on the 5th of November, we'll be 14 days halfway into the month of Heshvan. So look for a full moon. There's also constellations in the sky and activity that's going on. So the latter part of November, the Leonidas meteor showers are going to be there. There is also activity around Andromeda and Cassiopeia. Those are some of the main constellations in the sky. There is also, in accordance with the 12 tribes of Israel, which you find out in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you find there that I talk about Scorpio being the main constellation over Israel as we come into the this month of Heshvan. Okay, now we're going to be halfway through Heshvan. So Scorpio, why? And let me talk to you a little bit about why this particular sign in the sky. Because Scorpio, it represents a water sign, okay? Now, this is very important because scorpions have a sting, all right? And so so this month has a sting. It has a sting that causes us to wake up and then also come into this place of humility, because we know that the call in our life is greater than the resources that we have, the resources of ourself, our family, our finances, our business, whatever. Things may appear to be in a deficit. So Scorpio represents the sting also of the enemy that comes during this time. And when I saw in the spirit that the enemy was accusing falsely, I need you to hear me, falsely accusing the body of Christ. That means you're not guilty, but he's falsely accusing, okay? Just like Jesus was Messiah, yet he falsely accused him to not be Messiah, right? Which is why Jesus ended up going to the cross. So we have to know and understand that this enemy wants to rob us of our destiny, and is coming at this time to bring a sting. And with that sting, we can either get prideful, or we can humble ourselves and say, Lord, this is your battle and you're going to carry me through it. Lord, you've called, so you'll provide, okay? Now, this is very, very important because we don't want to use our own vices or devices to gain that which God already promised us that we have. Do I need to say that again? You do not want to use your own vices or devices to gain what God already told you you have. You just want to step into what you have. And our flesh, when we begin to get pushed by the enemy, we begin to immediately start raising up. That's an effect of the fall of man. That's what happens when Adam and Eve ended up being cursed after the fall, is they were like, I got to do it on my own. And of course, Noah and Abraham are the seed, right, of Adam and Eve, right? I mean, they came from Adam and Eve. We come from Adam and Eve, okay? So within our DNA is an immediate response to try and fix it. We got to fix it. We got to fix it on our own. It's not time to fix it, folks. It's time to release it. Somebody needs to hear me out on that. It's not time to fix it. It's time to release it. And that's exactly what Abraham needed to do. And that's exactly why in Isaiah 41:10, the prophets, the Haftarah readings, for this week are that he will uphold us with his right hand, the strength of God, his right hand of righteousness, of tzedek, of prosperity. And so how are you going to get out of your mess? You're going to let God lift you up with his right hand. Now, I know it's like easier said than done. Now, the interesting thing too with this full moon coming here in the middle of the month is the full moon also is always available as a wake-up sign, okay? We see that the full moon's during Tabernacles. The full moon was during Passover. It's always during a feast time. So it is during a time where we should wake up and pay attention to the signs in the sky and to be quickened as to what it is that God is speaking this week, okay? So we see a full moon, there is light, and the light is coming forth, and it's revealing to us that no matter how vulnerable we are, that God himself has sent us during this Mar Heshvan, during this bitter month, sent us a sign, and signs in the sky, that he is with us, just like he does during Tabernacles when he sends it, or just like during Passover, you know, the special times of the year where there's a full moon to let us know. And then 2 weeks from now, when we roll into the month of Kislev, the month of light, the month of hope and dreams, we're going to be stepping into a new moon. But this is now a full moon. So let's consider then that this is a time where the enemy is proving our new next level assignments. I also saw in the spirit realm that some of the things that the enemy is accusing us on is actually exclaiming the new thing that we're walking in on. Okay, now let me explain this to you. If you're feeling accused in a certain area, like you're doing something wrong there, it's really the enemy saying, okay, it's the enemy poking on that issue, but it's an affirmation that God has said that you are a leader in this particular area, okay? So the thing that the enemy is falsely accusing you on is actually him screaming who you really are, okay? And not from the bad side, but from the good side. It's a counterfeit. It's a counterfeit cry. The enemy does that all the time. So when it comes to this particular time that we know he's pushing against our next level assignments, when he starts to push on you and push on your conscience in certain areas and you feel like you're being accused of something, all it is an affirmation of actually what you've been called to, okay? Not even just so much that you're a sent one, but you're a sent one in a specific area. And he wants you to be so weary of that particular area, that particular next level assignment, that you decide to throw up your hands and say, I quit. This is witchcraft. This is what he's looking for. He's looking for you to say, I quit. I'm not going to do it. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I don't have enough value. Why would God ask me? We spend so much time in the woe-wees that we forget that we're part of a kingdom advancement and that God's not concerned about our woe-wees. He wants to know that we're going to be committed to the next level assignment that he's given us, that we're going to wear that mantle and we're going to go forward. Abraham had to put it on. Noah had to put it on. And God established covenant with both. And so this is where we rest in the covenant, both in the Noahic covenant and the Abrahamic covenant. God says, I will establish covenant with you. And so this is a time where God is establishing covenant with you. The enemy hates that. He doesn't want you to be in any kind of covenant with God. No covenant at all. He wants to make sure that you're being positioned to quit. All right. This is where witchcraft comes in. Oh, quit, quit, quit. Be so unsure of yourself that you quit. Say, no, I will not do that. I will be so unsure of myself that I will be sure of who God is, what he's spoken over my life, the covenant that we're establishing, the fact that he's my protector and my provider, the fact that he's my source, and he will advance me. See, you just turn it around. You just simply turn around whatever that enemy is saying, because the enemy is surreptitiously coming into agreement with what God has spoken over you. The enemy comes into agreement with what God speaks over us by falsely accusing us. Jesus indeed was Messiah. Yet when he came up for trial and they asked him who he was, and he said he was the Son of God, they called him a liar. But who was telling the truth? Jesus was. They weren't. They falsely accused him. They accused him of lying about who he was, who his identity is. And see, this is why this week is an identity issue, because it makes us have to position ourselves to know, I know the new mantle I got. I know the new assignment that God has given me. I know how he's properly positioning me. And I know that he's calling me to step out in all humility, knowing that he is my source and he is my provider. And that where I am weak, he is strong. And he says to me in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. And do not be dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand in righteousness. Listen, I'm a prophet of the Lord that says you are blessed and you are highly favored. I call you blessed just as Abraham was called blessed by God. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. And God has called you for such a time as this. Now listen, somebody needs to hear this message. You need to send it out. You need to let somebody know, listen, there's a pushback from the enemy this week, okay? But we are in a special time of lecha lecha. It's time to go forth. It's time to step into the next levels that God has for us. And I want to invite you to join me next week, actually, on November 17th, Monday, November 17th, I'll be doing my Ascend call. It's free. Come on, repeat after me. It's free. Candace, it's free. And I'm going to be there. All you got to do is just click the link below and register. And we're going to send you a Zoom link. And you can come on with me at 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern, no matter which time zone you're in all over the world. And we have people from all over the world that come on these calls. And I share with them what is God doing according to the Hebrew calendar. And then I give you a key for living in heavenly places. So it's actually very, very exciting. And I'd love to get to know you. Also, maybe you're watching this and you're thinking, man, I need a coach to get through this time. I need some help in this area, or I want some healing in my soul. Then you're a great candidate for Dream Mentors. And we want to hook you up with a biblical life coach. We have them all over the world. And we would like to connect you with one. Not only you could do individual coaching, or you can do group coaching. And we have our soul transformation classes that you can go through. Now, maybe you're watching this and you're thinking, you know what? God has given me a new mantle, and it is to be a coach. It is to be a discipler. It is to teach his word. And I need some credentials to do that. Well, listen, we're here to help, because also in Dream Mentors, we have credentialed biblical life coaches that are going to walk you through our program. They'll give you a credential And then on top of that, that you will have all the curriculum that you need to go and help others. So listen, this is amazing. I'm speaking to some of y'all right now. I'm calling you out. God says, listen, you've been called, anointed, appointed, and sent forth, and you should become a part of Dream Mentors International. Now go to dreammentors.org. You can sign up there. Someone will get in touch with you. They'll call you. They'll talk to you about the program. So maybe that's you and you want to be a part of that. I also want to encourage you to join my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. Now listen, if you want to learn how to advance in the kingdom with the wealth that you need to do it, this is something we teach in Dream Mentors. We teach you about how to have a kingdom business where you'll actually receive income for your coaching, right? But this class, Kingdom Wealth Strategies, is where I get a chance to push your buttons and help you get to next levels of faith. If you want to see a supernatural portal open up above you for supernatural wealth, then I have some amazing keys that I can share with you. We are only, this is only the third class out of six. You're not too late. Come and join us. And also, you'll get credit for this if you're a part of our Dream Mentor School. If you're going to continue on with Dream Mentors to get your credential, this is one of the courses that we offer in our program too. So it's great. It's like twofold. You can do it singular, just all by itself. You'll get all the recordings for any classes that you've missed. Or you can do it and then we can also attach it for a credential where we take you back through. So it's, we have it set up very, very nicely and I would love to get to know you. This is the only time I'm going to be teaching this class. So I'm going to be helping you get to next level. So you want to take it with me. So we will host this class on November 17th, the same day as the Ascend class, at 2 p.m. Eastern. No matter which time zone you're on, come and join me at 2 p.m. Eastern. Sign up for that today. The Ascend classes are free. There is a charge for the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class because I am actually mentoring those individuals in the class to go to those next levels. We've heard great testimonies. It's an awesome time. And God is really walking all of us through next levels of supernatural wealth and stepping in by faith so that we can obtain the destinies that God has for us. The last thing I want to share with you is if you have not yet gotten a Hebrew calendar, wall calendar, they're beautiful wall calendars. You can see them on my website, CandiceSmithman.com. You can grab one of those for the brand new year, which will start January 1st, right? Get some of these for Christmas. Come on. Some people want to hang wall calendars. You want to be ready for the Gregorian calendar, but we've got you all hooked up with the Hebrew calendar. So it's Hebrew and Gregorian together. Beautiful wall calendar. Or you can get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You can also get that along with the wall calendar. Go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. And they're great. They pair well together. Excellent Christmas gifts. Love for you to have them. And then I have my brand new book, Cracking the Time Code. I'm so excited about this one. I'm the only one with the copies. My publisher will not put this out on Amazon or anywhere else until January 6th. So it does not get released to the public until January 6th. I teach you in this book how to live in the eternal realms. I also teach you about the new eternal order of Melchizedek, what that means for you and for your faith levels, where your faith levels need to be to begin to start living in eternal time and not earth time. So I'm going to teach you how to sync your time zones so you can get right all the time. It's truly a blessing. I know some of you are watching this and you're thinking, you know what? I never have enough time. Well, grab a hold of Cracking the Time Code and get into the scriptures to help you redeem the time. It's absolutely excellent. So, all right, well, listen, I want to pray for you all. This is a big week. This is a big, hefty message. Listen, I know that it was, but I also knew that whenever the enemy, he starts moving around, it's always because God is taking us to these next levels. And he says, lecha lecha. He says, go forth. It's time. It's time to step into the next levels. And we do not want to do it on our own. We do not want to be prideful. We want to be humble. And we want to allow that humility to work its way as God becomes our source in everything. So Lord, I just thank you for my friends that are watching right now. Lord, I thank you for taking each one of us to that place of greater humility. Just lift up your hands with me and we'll just confess right now. Lord, if there is any pride in us, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to identify this pride. Speak to each one of us how this pride operates. Is it manifest in manipulation, control? Does it manifest in how we handle our finances? Does it manifest in fear, anxiety, and depression? Lord, however this pride manifests itself, help us identify it. We repent of it. We ask, Father, that you would remove it from our lives, that we might come into a greater level of humility with you so that we can know you as God, our provider, God, our source, God, the one who's called us to go forth, leka leka, to go forth into the earth and to carry the anointing, the call, the purpose, the destiny, the mantle, and the new assignment, Father. And so we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. Hear our hearts. We are grateful that you're holding us up with your right hand of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Be blessed. Remember, you're blessed. I call you blessed. God calls you blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. And I will see you next week. Share this with a friend. And please go to my YouTube channel and like it. YouTube seems to like to take subscribers from me. They just did it again. And so I'd love to regain my subscribership. If you could please click the button that says I subscribe. All right. Be blessed. I'll see you next week for the Weekly Word.